Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this IBM Tivoli Talk Upcoming Dynamic Infrastructure Announcement. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Freck, Vice President, Worldwide Sales, Tiger Team. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks a lot. I want to welcome everybody to the call today. We have callers coming in from North and South America, as well as the Europe, Middle East, and maybe a few from Africa. So I would like to say good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're at. Hopefully, you have a deck of slides in front of you. And also, we apologize, we omitted any contact information. So if you have any questions after this call, please feel free to send me an email, and my address is jcfreck, J-C-F-R-E-C-H, @us.ibm.com. Also with me on the call is Barbara Cordy. She runs the Dynamic Infrastructure Program for Software Group, and also Louis Troque, who's part of our sales enablement team. And I'd also like to thank Sonia Cobdish from our enablement team for helping us prepare the slides and the conference today. Also, we have both an internal IBM sales audience as well as a number of our business partners on the phone. I'd like to give a special welcome to our business partners, and I hope you find this session valuable, and we look forward to helping you with your customers and your business as we go forward. So with that, let's go to chart number 2 in the presentation. I want to quickly cover the agenda. First point will be what is dynamic infrastructure and how it can apply to you either as an IBM or as a business partner. We have a number of pretty important announcements coming out on April 28th. So we will address those, kind of let you know what will be hitting things in the public forum. We have a number of things around a rollout plan, both again internally and externally to our customers, partners, and our sales teams, as well as a calendar of events. We also have a new seller program that we've rolled out called Marquee Sellers. We'll spend a moment on exactly what that is and how that can help you either as a business partner or a IBM seller in the field. And then finally, we have a collective call to action for everybody. So with that, let's begin. Chart number 3. The main purpose of dynamic infrastructure is to help our customers move past today's challenges and seize tomorrow's opportunities. So we're going to help our customers and our partners address things around higher service expectations, such as helping internet-savvy consumers and employees get better service levels, help with rising cost pressures. Staggering levels of complexity and inefficiency are really driving up costs and stifling inflation. So we need to help around the cost of managing all of this infrastructure. And then next is around new threats, new risks and threats. In the connected collaborative world, everything's more vulnerable, so how can we help with that? But we also need to lay a foundation for breakthrough productivity. So how can any person, object, or service become digitally aware and connected in creating new possibilities for change? Also, how can we accelerate value creation? More adaptive capabilities like cloud computing and how we can help create new opportunities with these new models. And then finally, increased velocity. The speed of the business world is increasing every day. So how can we catch up with this faster pace of business in society that demands a more responsive and agile infrastructure? So it's time to get our clients to start thinking differently about infrastructure and ourselves to start thinking differently about infrastructure. So let's go to chart number 4, dynamic infrastructure. It addresses today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunity through reducing costs, improving service, and managing risk. So reducing costs is not just about containing operational costs and complexity, but also achieving those breakthrough productivity gains through virtualization, optimization, energy efficiency and stewardship, and flexible sourcing. Improving service is not just about ensuring high availability and quality of your existing services, but also meeting customer expectations for real-time and dynamic access to innovative new services and new opportunities such as cloud computing. And then next is managing risk. This isn't only about addressing today's security, resiliency, and compliance challenges, but also preparing for the new risks imposed by an even more connected and collaborative world. So how can we essentially instrument every device possible, but also manage all the risk associated with that. And the way we're going to do this is through this logo here in the middle. We've got our major themes around improving service, reducing costs, and managing risk. And Tivoli and service management is at the core of this. And the way we achieve this is through virtualization, energy efficiency, asset management, information infrastructure, business resiliency, and security. And we'll spend a little more time on each one of these six wheel spokes in just a minute. As we go to chart number five, this isn't just a Tivoli effort. This is truly a cross-IBM effort, and this is very important. As IBM brings together all of our capabilities, including our business partners, how do we put our best foot forward to the customers in the marketplace and deliver an entire solution? Rarely does a customer just have a monitoring problem or an identity problem or a storage problem or an asset management problem. They typically have a much bigger issue that requires services, software, and hardware to complete the solution. And this is really where Dynamic Infrastructure is bringing together the entire IBM company and our entire business partner community to deliver things, whether it's through our hardware teams with better virtualization and consolidation of infrastructure and efficiencies, whether it's through service management and our ability to provide visibility, control, and automation across all of your IT and business assets to deliver your core business services, as well as our consulting arm, having patterns of implementations and capabilities to architect and implement those solutions. Each and every one of these positions, whether it's hardware, software, or services, we have business partner programs, and we aggressively want to help you drive your business into each one of these segments. The way we're going to do this is on the next couple charts, charts number 6, 7, 8, and 9. And if you notice here, there aren't a lot of products mentioned. There's virtually no feature functions mentioned. It's all about how we address a client pain through benefits and business value. And this is really what our high-level executive customers are looking for. They don't always care whether they buy from vendor A or vendor B or vendor C. They're really after is, can that vendor help me address my business problem? And can they help me improve my service, reduce my costs, or manage my risk and compliance better? And that's exactly what Dynamic Infrastructure is set up to do. In the next four pages, we break this into four sections. The first being around service management, the second being around virtualization, the third being around information infrastructure, and then the fourth around energy efficiencies. Each one of these pages here are broken up into four sections. First is around client pain. What are we trying to address? Is it reducing costs, improving service, or managing risk and compliance? The next target is around a client profile. So what is the target market we're looking for? And this is not a specific. It's some of these will play across many client profiles, but this is the typical thing you can expect and solicit while you're doing your prospecting or customer engagements. The third column is around scenarios. What are we trying to do? And then the fourth column is around value statements. And typically here we either have a customer reference or an analyst comment that helps support the pain, the profile, and the scenario that we're trying to chase. So around service management, the first one is around reducing costs, and the scenario here is converging business and IT infrastructure management. So this is how we can bring IT asset management and converge it with business asset management. And by business asset management, it's how do we control the assets such as the equipment, the tooling, the fleets, the facilities, everything that a business needs to perform that's outside of things such as server and networks. And how can we integrate both of those assets and to truly deliver a unified solution? And here's a quote from McCarran Airport and their success that they were able to do around all of their assets, in this case their facility, the airport, as well as all the IT systems, and to be able to charge back all of that stuff to the various airlines that are their customers. So the next scenario is around automating IT processes and how can we help large enterprises across all industries who have siloed systems and service management process and align these things into standards such as ITIL, COBIT, or ETOM and improve service delivery, time to market, and operational efficiency and staff productivity. And here's an example of the company 3i Group, and they're a large private equity firm. And in this example, they were able to save $250,000 annually by streamlining their processes and getting a 33% increase in end-user satisfaction and improving the overall business efficiency of their operations. The next example is around improving services. So how can we manage the business services to better help the company perform the business that they're in? And an example of this is large organizations across all industries targeting directors and mid-level IT operations and line of business executives that need visibility to their key business service and being able to apply metrics to those to allow the customer to drive higher availability and performance services and help the underlying infrastructure. And a great example here is with Japan Airlines. We improved their overall quality of service by reducing system failures by 58%, IT interruptions by 39%, and downtime by 80%. This helps Japan Airlines have on-time departures, helps them generate revenue, reduce their costs, and manage their risk better. So a wonderful example there. And then next is around managing SOA environments. And here's a quote from the IT Service Infrastructure Management Survey that was performed by the Enterprise Strategy Group. And 63% of the clients who have SOA-based applications expect some impact to their service management investment. So how can we help that, whether you're a financial services firm, a public sector firm, a telco, retail, and insurance? All organizations who are deploying SOA environments need to ensure application availability, manage for change, and implement security. So with that, let's go to the next page, and this is around virtualization. And again, we have a number of main themes here and client pains, and each one of these in this case are around reducing costs. The scenarios here are around server sprawl, escalating storage costs, application infrastructure inefficiencies, and desktop sprawl. If we look at the client profiles here around server sprawl, large numbers of servers, this is basically server consolidation. So how can we consolidate servers, look for clients who have incrementally increased their computing capacity by adding new servers or storage? So a great value statement here is with Nationwide Insurance. They're on track to save more than $15 million over 3 years, including 50% of their web infrastructure costs and 80% of their and reduce 80% of their floor space reductions by server consolidation. So this is, you know, important value statements here. Escalating storage costs. Here's an example from Circuit City. They use tiered storage architecture to help reduce the overall cost of storage. Non-disruptive data migrations enabled by SVC to reduce maintenance windows from hours to minutes and really help them improve application availability. And the client, the typical client profile here is anyone who has large numbers of storage devices, most of which are usually far underutilized. So look for clients who have incrementally increased their storage capacity by adding new servers, and let's target them with this scenario. The next is around application infrastructure inefficiencies. And the typical client profile here is have large numbers of Java or web application servers, again, most of which are underutilized or unallocated growth in the number of application servers that are growing. So look for clients that are continually adding infrastructure, which impacts their cost and efficiencies. And we have a couple examples off to the right of the chart here with Osaka Gas and Rotec. And then finally, around desktop sprawl, and this is again with reducing costs. So how can you seek to reduce total cost of ownership and complexity of PC management, boosting productivity while protecting access to information by implementing centrally managed environment, which provides anytime, anywhere access to apps, information, and resources? So a total cost of savings example here on the value column is savings generally around the 30 to 40% range. So this is, some tremendous savings for the IT operations management team. The next page on chart 8 is around information infrastructure. And on this time, the client pain begins to go from reducing costs to managing risk, improving service, and reducing costs. And the scenarios here are around compliance, availability, retention, and security. So the typical client profiles I look for in compliance are targeting highly litigated industries such as insurance, banking, and transportation, automotive types of customers who are looking to minimize risk for compliance and discovery activities. And typically these are large to mid-sized companies. And the value proposition here is, you know, tremendous savings, over 1 million emails per day in this particular scenario, which reduced their email system storage by 50 to 80%. So it's a pretty dramatic savings there. The next scenario around availability is how can we help customers experience increasing digital data growth over 50% with the result of Web 2.0 applications. And think about some customers that have significant web applications and the traffic that's going out on the web. So how can we improve that service at the same time? So this is targeted for a value around customers that are able to exploit their data, maximize its value, and deliver valuable information to the right people at the right point in time. Restore disk volumes, for example, in as little as 15 minutes as compared to hours, and improve storage administration by up to two times. Next is around retention, and obviously this is very critical in today's environment, but how do we control the costs around improving information retention? Clients need to increase their need to retain data for compliance and business warehouse purposes, which is exploding storage costs, including management, energy, and cooling. And typically, this is, again, going against our large enterprise and pretty much all of our mid-market customers. So the value proposition here is around how do we achieve operational efficiency by leveraging various storage-tiered retention models and couple it with policy-based management to automatically move less active information into more cost-effective systems. And again, we have a quotation here, and in this particular example, the total cost of ownership was reduced by 50%. And then finally, risk and security. Clients who want to improve information security posture or establish an overall information security strategy to implement solutions in support of improved approach. And here you want to target a higher level, a CIO, a chief information security officer, a chief operating officer, or business executives or IT directors, anybody, any type of compliance type of role. And IBM is in a unique position here with all of our security solutions, whether it's hardware, software, and services through us or through our business partner community. And then finally, let's take a look at chart number 9 around energy efficiency. And this is increasingly becoming an important market route for IBM, and we are truly leaders here. If you think about what IBM ourselves have done around energy efficiency, it is very important. And energy efficiency, again, is the main theme is around reducing costs, but in some countries around the world, such as in Italy, Japan, and other parts of the world, there are government mandates with the need to reduce the carbon footprint. So sometimes this isn't just about reducing costs. It can also be a compliance and regulatory need. So typical profiles here on energy efficiencies are customers who want to reduce their IT energy costs and improve their operational efficiency via energy efficiency approaches. And the value proposition here is you can optimize server and storage capacities for a 30 to 70% savings in the energy footprint. And we have a couple other examples here around SystemX and Blade Centers and Power6 using much less energy than our competitive hardware offerings that we have out there. Next is around what can we do around the data center facility. And this is where a customer who wants to reduce their carbon footprint and their operating costs against their entire data center facility. And some examples here, how do we reduce the time to deploy new technology from months to weeks, defer up to 40 to 50% in capital of operating costs with new enterprise modular type of data centers, and also improving the utilization of what's in the data center today, whether it's storage or servers or applications. Again, driving significant savings. And then you can look down the next two around energy management and environment leadership, and all of these are, again, very important. So, Barbara, maybe I'd like to turn it over to you for a second and discuss the five things we need to know about the upcoming announcement on April 28th.
Thanks, John. So on chart 10, you'll see the five things that you ought to know about the April 28th announcement. What you'll see this year is that dynamic infrastructure is the theme under Smarter Planet that we'll be using for announcements throughout the year, pulling together announcements from STG, GTS, and Software Group to make more sense to our customers. So we're going to use these to showcase where we've actually done things with customers, so engagements with great outcomes. John talked about a few of them. We'll talk about a few more in a few slides. But, you know, the examples of how we've already helped customers. All of our Smarter Planet initiatives require service management capabilities. So Tivoli is very well positioned in this overall theme of Smarter Planet and dynamic infrastructure. So you'll continue to hear a lot about cloud computing. That's the second point here. That is a hot topic in the marketplace, and your teams need to understand IBM's point of view on cloud and the capabilities we can deliver. So you need to understand what we're doing and use cloud as a starting point to talk to your customers' overall service management strategy. How are they delivering services? How do they want to do that in a new, more dynamic fashion? What kind of security do they have around it? How do they monitor their infrastructure? How are they provisioning resources in and out? All of those are very important topics when we're talking about cloud computing. So you'll see that we have some new announcements around there, but we just need to all be really good at talking to customers about cloud computing. As John said, energy efficiency is also very important. Green now more than ever. It'll continue to be a theme throughout the year. So, again, know our story. STG tells it every time they sell their systems. So Tivoli should be going along with them to talk about how we then manage all of the energy information that we can pick up around the infrastructure. We have a great story. We have wonderful demo capabilities. We have great partner capabilities in this area as well. So exploit this as customers are very interested in green. Maybe not pursuing a green initiative by itself, but certainly around any hardware acquisitions that they're making. They're very interested in the energy efficiency, and so we can couple along with that. Point four is about the affordable dynamic infrastructure solutions for mid-sized business. So we want to make sure that we have solutions for every size customer and can really hit that marketplace much harder. Tivoli hasn't always had a great presence in the mid-size market space, and so this is a way for us to reach more customers. And, again, partners are very important in this space to us as well. And then the fifth point is the right fit for dynamic infrastructure with our systems. You will hear a lot about that from STG, this fit for purpose. They are really focused on understanding the customer's workload characteristics and what they want their infrastructure to look like, and having hardware infrastructure that meets that purpose. STG is also adopting our whiteboard selling technique as they're talking about their capabilities. And so it's great for us to call along with them to tell the whole IBM story, that as you get your fit-for-purpose systems, let's talk about how you're going to manage that infrastructure. No one can match that combined story that we can tell. So there's something in here for everybody, no matter what your background, whether you're a Tivoli generalist, whether you sell security or storage or Z or any piece of our entire portfolio, there is something in dynamic infrastructure for all of us and for our customers to meet their needs. So let's look at chart 11 for a while, because if you don't already know the IBM story, you really need to become familiar with it. We have great credibility with customers because we can demonstrate that IBM has transformed our own internal infrastructure, saving billions along the way. We've taken actions that we can then take customers through as well. So we are our own proof point. And it's not just a one-time action. We can demonstrate that we've taken 10% out of our cost, our IT cost, every year for the past 10 years. And for IBM, that 10% of our IT cost translates to $400 million taken out every single year for the past 10 years. So this is a really good story for you to learn about. If you look at the little chart at the right-hand side of this page, we talk about how a lot of this was through consolidation of taking 155 data centers to 7, 50 web hosting centers to 5, 30-some networks to 1. We've had incredible savings by being able to do that, and so we can help customers apply those same techniques to their infrastructure as well. If you look at chart 12, these are other proof points. So we talked about Japan Airlines and the way that they reduced system failures by 58% and downtime by 80%. ADP, which is a payroll processing company, improved their impact and root cause analysis capabilities so that they had faster remedial actions taken. You need to learn each one of these reference stories. Each one of them is well documented in the reference database, and they are proof points for the capabilities that we have to bear to help customers with their solutions. This is really important because customers like to hear that they aren't the first, that we have credibility because we've done this before. So I really challenge you to learn each one of these so that you can talk very easily as a customer talks about their problems. You can remember a proof point and talk about another customer story and then build your own. There's nothing better than being able to say, well, when I did this with another customer, and that you contribute to building the list of references that we have so that everybody can talk about more of these, so we don't just keep talking about the same ones over and over again. This is a really important point for our selling technique of being able to tell how we've helped other customers. So when we talk about the selling technique, on chart 13, this is a picture of the whiteboard selling technique that we are rolling out worldwide. I hope that you've seen this already. If you haven't, look for a session coming soon to you, because this is a different way of telling the Tivoli story of the service management capabilities that we have. And as I said, the rest of IBM is rapidly adopting this approach as well because it is so effective in front of customers. I personally made a call with a customer, with Bob Hoey, who's the general manager of sales for STG, and he did some presentations, and then I did some whiteboarding of the Tivoli capabilities, and he really saw how effective that was with this customer. As you can talk through with them, here's our capabilities, let's talk about where your problems are and how we can help you solve them. So I really challenge you again to learn how to do this. We have a certification program so that everybody can get certified on this and use it with your customers. It is very effective. I use it in every customer call because it's so great to a technique to use to talk through with a customer what our capabilities are. Chart 14, it just gives you an example of what our rollout plan is for dynamic infrastructure. You can see that we've had a lot of calls internally making sure that everybody understands what we're doing, the same kind of content that you just saw. So here are the solutions. Here's how we're pulling them together under the dynamic infrastructure theme. Here's what everybody else is doing as well. You ought to know that the same kinds of communications are going on in STG and GTS so that everybody in IBM will be telling this dynamic infrastructure story. And then I also put down some dates for the whiteboard training as well. You would be invited to the appropriate sessions as they come to locations near you. Chart 15 talks about marquee sellers. The Marquee Seller Program is a cross-IBM team of over 350 sales and technical sales professionals from STG, GTS, and Tivoli coming together to support a different way of selling around our dynamic infrastructure initiative. So in Tivoli, our marquee sellers include the Tivoli Tiger Team and the Service Management System Architects, the SMSAs. So very, very experienced sellers who are leading the way with dynamic infrastructure. We've spent time with the Marquee Seller team last week ensuring that they understand our Smarter Planet Dynamic Infrastructure Initiative and that they know who their peers are in STG, GTS, and Tivoli. So we've pulled them together as a worldwide team to take them through this and to make sure that they know each other because we want them to create a virtual community to lead in a different way of selling. Dynamic infrastructure is all about selling the total IBM solution, and we expect the Marquee team to be a resource helping ensure we have the right approaches and strategies in place for our customers and helping us reach across those divisional boundaries that sometimes have stopped us from having total solutions in the past. So we're also depending on them to give us feedback on the effectiveness of our solutions and our supporting information. I encourage you to do that as well, to call either John or me if you need any help or if you have any suggestions or questions. So with that, John, I'll turn it back over to you to talk about our call to action.
Okay, thank you, Barbara, and I appreciate the time you spent on those charts. And I think that example you had with Bob Hoey, the general manager in STG, with the customer is something that we all need to strive to do. And it's something that I've used that whiteboard about 25 times now in front of customers, and in fact will be getting on a plane in about 2 hours to do one up in Milwaukee this afternoon, and then off to Japan next week for a number of customers to present that to. So on the call to action, there's a couple things I'd like to ask each and every one of you to do here, whether you're a IBM seller or a business partner. First off is understand dynamic infrastructure, understand the strategy, understand our Smarter Planet initiative that you're probably seeing TV commercials on right now, and understand how to use dynamic infrastructure and especially the pains, the scenarios, the client profiles, and the value statements as well as the references to help drive our solutions into your customer set. And just as importantly, understand your resources. So again, this isn't just a Tivoli initiative. This is truly across all of IBM, and our colleagues and peers in hardware and services are also getting this exact same kind of training. So we need everybody to reach across the aisle in your offices in the cities where you work and where your customers are located and truly team across all of IBM. And when we deliver a solution to a customer, deliver it as an all IBM solution, including hardware, software, and services with or through our business partners to make it the most effective solution we can to our customer set. Next, let's get everybody to sell bigger. Let's just not sell an individual product. Let's really, truly drive and sell a complete solution. So by the April 15th, Barbara and I would like to have each one of you identify a customer and jointly deliver sales calls on one of the cross-IBM plays in the charts listed above. Need to exploit our differentiators like our services, intellectual property, our best practices, our leadership in cloud, and fit-for-purpose systems. And then finally, leverage Team IBM for integrated execution. So reach out to your colleagues outside of the current brand that you work in. Really use the whiteboard selling approach and truly focus on the solution. We have versions of the whiteboard for various industries. I just went through an example around the telecommunications industry last night. It's a subtle twist on it, but it makes it much more effective for that industry. I saw a deck around chemicals and petroleum that really hones in this entire dynamic infrastructure message to those customers, and we'll be expanding that by the day up until the launch on April 28th. And then finally, as you uncover opportunities, we need you to use the tactic code INFRA, I-N-F-R-A, so we can track these opportunities as we go through the month and go through the year. And then finally, this dynamic infrastructure is not a short-term thing for us. This will be around for years. And the important part here is it's designed to help you sell larger deals, get them closed quicker, and allow you to call higher up in organizations. And that's the most important point for our sellers and our business partners on the phone today, is that this helps you close more deals, help you close them faster for larger amounts, and let you call on more senior levels in your customer. So, operator, with that, I'd like to stop and open it up for questions. Barbara, Lewis, and myself will be available for the next few minutes.
Certainly. If you'd like to ask a question, you may signal by pressing star, then one on your telephone keypad. If you're joining us on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off before you signal. Again, that's star one to ask a question, and we'll pause to allow everyone an opportunity.
Thank you. And while we're waiting for the first question, the final page, chart number 17, is a chart on where to go for more information and help. We have sales kits already posted. These are hot links, so if you're in screen show mode, just click on it. It will automatically open your browser and take you right there. So we've got solution offerings, white paper presentations. Also, around service management, we have things posted on the Tivoli Extreme Leverage Portal, also on the Service Management Wiki. And finally, we have a specific dynamic infrastructure homepage for Tivoli. So, operator, do we have any questions at this time?
We have no callers in the queue at this moment. Again, that is star one to signal. We'll pause again for just a moment.
Okay. So dynamic infrastructure is going to be the major theme, and for those of that have been around IBM for a while, we've watched the kind of the whole SOA initiative roll out over the years, and you know that brought a lot of value to WebSphere and to services and to our business partner community. Dynamic infrastructure is very similar to that, and this is going to be a multi-year approach to how we sell to our customers in the marketplace and should yield significant revenue to ourselves and our business partner community.
We'll have no callers in the queue. I'd like to give everyone one final opportunity. Please press star one if you have a question. It appears we have no questions.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, everybody. I hope everybody has a wonderful morning or afternoon. And good luck and good selling. Thank you.
And once again, that just concludes our conference today. Thank you all for joining us.